Leaders in the Columbia River Gorge community of Cascade Locks have spent more than 8 years trying to convince Nestle to build a bottling plant there. They say last week's overwhelming public vote against the plant is just the latest step and are hoping a strange quirk in Oregon law helps their case.
City Administrator Gordon Zimmerman is quick with the numbers. Sure, Hood River County voters backed Measure 1455 by a large margin last week. But as Zimmerman notes, the stats went the other way in Cascade Locks.
They're varying interpretations of what the vote means. The vote countywide passed 69% to 31%. But in Cascade Locks, the one precinct in Hood River County voted against the ballot measure 58% to 42%.
The ballot measure essentially killed Nestle's proposed $50 million bottling plant by banning large bottling operations. Supporters say there's no room for interpretation. But Zimmerman and his bosses on the Cascade Locks City Council believe otherwise. City councilors voted 5-1 this week to keep up the fight.
The city needs to pursue what our legal options are to challenge or maintain a relationship with Nestle because our citizens want Nestle to come.
Zimmerman says he's going to get the opinion of an outside lawyer who specializes in municipal law. At issue, whether a countywide ballot measure overrides the choices made by an individual city within that county. In the 27 Oregon counties that don't have their own charter, that question is easily answered, no. But Hood River County is a home rule county, meaning it has its own charter. Hood River County Administrator David Merriweather says his board considers the Nestle matter closed, but also recognizes that the legal and political fight probably isn't over.
Truthfully, the answer is we don't know. And whether or not a county charter amendment can essentially usurp or override a municipal charter, especially when it comes to a water right assigned by, the state of Oregon.
In Cascade Locks, Zimmerman remains hopeful and patient. His community has been working on this project since 2008, and he's still got a date in mind for groundbreaking at the new Nestle plant, but it's at least 2 or 3 years from now. Anna Griffin, OPB News.